must go now. This protest in March will kick off a sustained, nonviolent movement that grows from thousands to millions, not stopping until the people's resistance creates such a profound political crisis that Trump is removed from power. Again, the protest is at 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 5th at the National Monument on the National Mall. More information is available at refusefascism.org.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover, and you are tuned into WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
Monday, good people, and you are listening to A Gay Old Time.
And I am Awesome Rita.
I'm Daffo, and we are going to have A Gay Old Time on tonight. So we are part of the Inside Out Collective. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA+ experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting-edge public affairs programming here on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. And the number to call in is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Welcome back to the 13th episode of A Gay Old Time, and we are so happy to be back here with you all. Awesome. What up?
What's up? No, yes. Happy Monday, good people. Yeah, I'm just happy to be back. I'm, like you said, it's our 13th episode, which means that we have, you know, crossed over that year hump.
Yeah.
We made it and we are still here. We're still together. Yes. And I'm excited about today. Like, I'm excited about today's episode of A Gay Old Time. We have a special guest. I'm excited to talk about, you know, transgender Awareness Month, celebrating and recognizing all of the transgender communities and the people of the community. I'm just happy. I'm happy. Yeah, I'm gay. I'm real gay with it. Yeah,
I'm gay.
yeah, you know, this month has been really, really good. I got a chance to be with you, homie, you
absolutely
know? Yeah, much needed vacation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, went to Florida and had a really, really good time with my good friend. Yeah.
I'm gay.
No, I'm gay, okay? I'm very, very happy. Very, very.
I love that for you, homie. I love that. Yes, and we absolutely had a time down in Miami and whatnot. Also, we went fishing, had a great time doing that too. But yeah, man, when I tell you I was outside this past weekend, child, I was outside, all right? Hung out. You know, I'm old. I don't do multiple spots in a night, but this past Halloween, I was for the streets, you know, so hung out with a couple of my besties. I mean, Awesome Rita is my bestie as well. Just want to make that clear before she cusses me out. You know what I mean?
No. I would in the past. I definitely would have in the past. However, those are friends of mine too. So, you know, I was feeling FOMO.
Okay. I got you. But yes, had all the laughs, rested Saturday, went to church on Sunday, and had a good goodbye to Serenata. It's a black owned bar, black owned bar in Union Market. Shout out to AJ. I'm very grateful for that time and that fellowship. You know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I absolutely was tired, you know, but got that extra hour, you know, early Sunday morning. So I'm happy about that. But I'm also sad because it's dark outside now. I'm like, oh. Wow.
Yeah, shorter days, longer nights.
Yeah, I'd rather not have that extra hour and just have the sun, honestly, you know, but I do have my
magnesium. I feel you on that one. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I do have my magnesium. I got my vitamin D. Got some ashwagandha.
Yes, ashwagandha. I just got put on to ashwagandha.
Okay.
And ironically, it was from a client of mine who has been about, you know, just natural healing, everything natural. And they put me onto ashwagandha and I'm all about the ashwagandha. I have loads of ashwagandha tea in my house right now.
Did somebody say ashwagandha?
Yes. Anybody say ashwagandha?
Somebody
said ashwagandha. Did like ashwagandha. You know you want like some ashwagandha.
Absolutely. So shout out to the supplements, you know, to keep that dopamine and serotonin all in the right places. But yeah, of course, today we are talking about Trans Awareness Month. That is November. And I just like to highlight a few individuals quickly honored this year by the Mayor's Office of LGBTQ Affairs. So Patricio Manuel is the first openly transgender boxer to compete in the United States. Clap it up for that. Like what? Yes, absolutely. We have Laurel Hubbard, the first openly trans person to compete at the Olympics. Yay for that. Peppermint, okay, is the first openly trans contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race. And we also have Sarah McBride is the first openly trans person elected to Congress. Let's go. And Laverne Cox is the first openly trans person to land on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine, looking like a bomb. Looking like a whole bomb.
Okay.
I know, like, Laverne was under some fire because, like, not too long ago, she had a show, right? And she was expressed, I think she was just trying to get people to, like, you know how you got a show coming up, so you say something controversial to get people to tune in and check you out even harder. But she was talking about her MAGA white cop boyfriend. And folks was like, Laverne, are you okay?
They was clutching pearls.
Clutching pearls for the girls. but, you know, she got straightened out. She got straightened out respectfully on somebody's podcast, child. I watched most of it. It happened a little bit ago, but I do remember that about Laverne. But God bless. I'm glad that, you know, she got straightened out respectfully with love. You know what I'm saying? It was very graceful about that gathering, you know?
So
shout out to that. Okay. But yes. Yes.
Yes. So yeah, we definitely have a really, really good show. We're going to get into a musical selection in a second. But We actually have a special guest on the show today, and I am so excited to be talking to, I'm going to officially say, yes, this is my homegirl. You know what I mean? This
yeah,
is, this
but not is yet. We're not going to intro her yet.
No. I'm not introing. I'm just saying that they are pulling up because I don't know if the people actually knew who we were going to have on the show today.
Understood.
That's all it is. It's not a full intro, but it's just a slight intro.
I was like, hold it now. Wait a minute.
hold it. No. I'm not doing the whole thing. But yes, for those, we do have a guest. We are going to bring them on in a second. But we have the lovely Monroe Elise that will be joining us today, who is a known nationally, about to be globally known, trans activist and actress. And I'm so happy to have her here today because she is a homie of mine.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out to that for just pulling up and yeah, doing a thing. But we're gonna talk a little bit about our musical feature today. And I feel like they have been in the media lately just because of who they are, right? And again, you guys know that we like to highlight all musical artists that are a part of the LGBTQ plus community. So we're going to keep with that theme. And tonight, our musical feature will be Infinite Coles, who is a queer, gay, R&B singer / rapper whose father is Ghostface Killah of Wu-Tang Clan. Everybody knows who Wu-Tang Clan is. So that is Ghostface Killah's son and actually RZA's nephew. So I don't know if anybody, I don't know if anybody was watching the show, the Wu-Tang, I think the show was on Stars, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole show. And that's when I was researching Infinite Coles, and when I came across this story, I was like, oh snap, that is his mom. So in the show, there is several episodes where RZA's sister, and there is a whole thing, RZA's sister and Ghostface Killah are a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they produced seeds. One of those seeds is Infinite Coles, who is, like I said, a queer gay rapper. I think they like to be known as an R&B singer, but they got a flow, a mean flow.
Bars.
Their musical voice is unmatched. But their flow is equally. So they recently did a diss song to their father. And so their new EP is actually called Sweet Face Killah, which is, of course, a play on words because... And then when you hear the song, and we're going to play one of the songs from his new album, when you hear the song, you get why it's called Sweet Face Killah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very opposite of Ghost Face Killah. But the song is actually phenomenal. So the first song that we're actually going to get into is from their EP called Destiny. And the song is Destiny. But it's actually a dedication to their late twin sister, whose name was Destiny. So we're going to get into that song right about now.
I've been searching boots just to find ya. but nothing ever came to sight. I wanna make sure that you're all good, and honestly just hold you tight. I wanna kiki about the things at home. I know you understand my side. I think I need me some time alone, 'cause I got questions. Where did she go when she disappeared? Where did she go? Been too long since you've been home. Your love is here, but you're still gone. Gone, baby. Where did she go? When she disappeared? I wanna tell you that I miss you a lot, don't wanna cry. I'm a man, he told me keep it inside. I wanna feel your hand, so I know it's a lie that you ain't here. It ain't fair, tell the man in the sky. How could you leave me alone now? No one to call my own now. And I wish you was on the phone now. Man, I wish you was on the phone now. Been too long since you've been home. Your love is here, but you're still gone. Gone, baby. Where did she go?
To get through my head is, where were you headed? Without me, I couldn't get it. We were meant to be on this earth together, my other half. God had other plans, but what was that? The church could never explain what was the plan. I know it's not so simple, but was it chance? I have to ask, why couldn't you give us one more chance? The things I would've done just for one more dance. One more talk, one more touch, one more glance. Heartbreak, the real thing. Ain't lost faith, but this feeling will run from the start. A lot's changed. It's pulling apart my heartstrings. I gotta see it from another stance. She's gonna live in another place, doing what I couldn't fathom what it is. But as I grow, realize I only know you as a kid. And if I had a wish, I'd have her back. And if I can't have that, it'd be to have a grip on where I'm at and what life is. Realize the past, the past. Try laugh instead of cry when I ponder back on the times we had. But still I find it hard to recognize the facts. So while I'm alone, I sit and listen to the dial tone, waiting to die in love and giving up. Even though I know when picking up.
She disappeared. Where did she go? When she disappeared.
Wow, that was touching and beautiful.
That wasn't was- it?
Yeah.
Like, your voice is really, I didn't know what to expect, because I when I first listened to them, I just heard the lyricist, like the rap.
For
the
sure.
rap.
For
but
sure.
Their voice is amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was Destiny by Infinite Cole. Yeah. So we have a very, very special guest on today's show, Monroe Elise. Monroe is a trans activist, LGBTQIA advocate, actor, media personality, host, and a connecting conversationalist. Yes, love that. She promotes unconditional self-acceptance, intensified self-care, making mentally healthy decisions, and pursuing one's dreams to the fullest, period. In 2021, making her TV debut in Starz hit series P-Valley, now continuing her visibility in Showtime's hit series The Chi. She broke all barriers in 2016. Monroe Elise was one of the first transgender women to vocally perform at the White House during the Obama administration at the transgender community briefing. Monroe Elise was also a Transgender Day of Remembrance keynote speaker in her hometown of Washington, D.C. Come on, Washingtonian, in 2019 and 2021. Monroe is a human who believes in equality and change for the betterment and progress of our communities. She promises to never stop being the person she was born to be in truth, love, and gratitude. You could check out more of her upcoming projects on her website, Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E, Elise, A-L-I-S-E.com, and IG at Monroe Elise. Monroe, welcome to A Gay Old Time. We're so happy to have you. How are you feeling on this dark fall evening? My God. So dark.
It is. It is. It's extremely dark. Thank you so much for having me. Hey, y'all.
Hey. Yes. Absolutely. First of all, congratulations on all of these accolades, accomplishments, all of the things, because work, you know, and also, of course, and, you know, visibility is so, so, so important and necessary. People need to see themselves in the arts, in the limelight, in the galas, the galas, and on the boards, speaking, singing for the president. You know what I'm saying? So it's very much so important.
I mean, that's the purpose of it, being a possibility model, right? Like, I can't dream it if I can't see it. I can't believe that it is tangible and that it can happen to me too if I don't see me. And so it is important that we represent everyone in this world where we are supposed to be the home of the free and the land of the brave, right? Everyone should be represented from all different shapes, sizes, creeds, denominations, nationalities, and most importantly, gender.
Absolutely. And it's just so funny because nowadays people are like, oh, you're shoving the gayness, the LGBTQ down our throats. Like, actually, we've been here. You just have not, you know, seen us in the spotlight because of all the phobias, all the isms and all of those things. So it just really blows my mind when people cling to that weak argument. You know what I mean? Like,
It's extremely weak. And also it's a false narrative, right? I have been forced and spoon-fed heterosexuality since my birth.
Yeah.
In every movie, Christmas or otherwise, child or PG-13, from PG to PG-13 to rated R, it has always been a forced heterosexual narrative, right? They even made songs that were hit songs about mommy kissing Santa Claus, you know, and they always make sure that it is imperative that we know that it is what this is supposed to be, allegedly. So if there was any agenda, I mean, from birth, we have been forcing and spoon feeding and for an appropriate word, brainwashing.
Period. Absolutely. Absolutely. Monroe.
That's a good point. And I don't think I've never even looked at it like that until you just said it.
Yeah.
But we have actually been brainwashed and spoon fed heterosexual norms to make us feel less than. So that is a really, really good point. I'm so glad that you brought that up. But you've done a great job at just being you. Like, I when you're in the room, it's something about you being in the room. And so for those that don't know, I've worked with Monroe personally, like on a 9-to-5.
We go back a long way.
Oh, that's my homie, you know what I mean? So to the point where I'm singing down the hall and she hears me and she's like, oh, that's Massey. I already know that's Massey. Mm-hmm. And I remember you even saying that one day. You was like, I said, how did you know that was me? You said, because you and me, the only one that's singing, got joy in our hearts.
That's it. The only two that's walking around with a piece of joy attached to their personality and spirit.
Mm. That was so true, though. It was so true. But you've always done a really, really good job at, and it's authentic to you, making sure that even the people that you work with show up. In their authentic way. And so I have some quotes, right? Some Monroe notable quotables.
The Monroe notable quotables is wearing me out. Okay.
And I just wanted the one that really, really, and I still say this to the youth, right? I still say this, but you would say, make sure that you are showing up, not even showing up, but make sure that you, hold on, because I wrote this down.
Go ahead now. It's the Monroe notable quotables. I want you to know that you will hear that again.
No, because, and then I still say it, but you would say, this is the place for you to figure out how you want to show up in the world.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that a lot of our clients really knew what you were saying, but I took it as, this is the place for you to figure out who you want to be.
Figure it out.
Like, this is the place, and we're going to take you as who you are. And you showed me that. Like, I came in looking to you because you are such a huge trans advocate. You wear that gracefully. And I say that because I know a couple of trans individuals who they don't want to be considered as trans. And I wanted to ask you, how do you, when you were navigating and figuring it out, right? How you wanted to show up in the world. Did you always know that you wanted your pronouns to be she, her? And did you always know that when you made that transition, that you were okay with being a transgender and not just a woman? Does that make sense? Because I do know trans individuals that don't want to have that trans stigma. But want to be seen as just a man.
Mm-hmm. So let me say this, right? You know, one of the things that I want to make abundantly clear is that there is an individual journey for all of us, right? I don't speak for a group of people. I only speak for myself. I don't speak for all Black people. I speak for myself as a Black woman. I am a woman of trans experience because I am a woman first, right? I am a Black woman first. So I say that these are my intersectionalities. There are three. I am Black. I am a woman who happens to be trans, right? And because that is how you meet me. But what I will also answer and also acknowledge is that on that individual journey, a lot of us have intersecting experiences, right? Like, I know with a lot of gay men, there was always a stop on the bisexuality train before they full-fledged went straight to homosexuality. You know, you got to soften the blow. And so for me, that was the same thing that I did, too, in reference to my transition when it came to family, right? It's always the family. It's always the social transition. Mm-hmm. You know, I have been called woman and girl before I transitioned so much that it wore me out. It's amazing how, you know, before I transitioned, I was every girl in the book and lady and Miss Mamas and Ma'am. As soon as I transitioned, now you want to misgender me. It's so crazy, right? Mm. And so, you know, it was always that space of, you know, trying to be I was a people pleaser for 29 years. Let me just put the cheese on a cracker and spread it, right? I was a people pleaser. I was a professional people pleaser for 29 years of my life, right? And so I did things to make other people happy. I self-sacrificed to make other people feel comfortable, right? So I identified as this thing or androgynous for a while, or whatever you called me was okay until it wasn't okay anymore, right? And then when I decided to seek my own joy and my own happiness, it was making a conscious decision to be me against the world. Not just against my family, not just against my coworkers, but me against the world, because it had to take that level of bravery and courage to be able to authentically live in my truth, so that no matter who said what, I was going to stand firm in who I was. So, I mean, to circle back to the question, yes, I always knew, but there was a level of scarcity that I was existing in, because I was afraid of all the things that I thought that I was going to lose, or all of the things that could have potentially happened to me. You know, would I get kicked out? Would I be abandoned? Would I be rejected? You know, all of those things. And so, yeah, that's the long answer.
And that brings me back to another one of your notable quotables. You say you have to show up for yourself, period. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like straight up, like, mm-hmm. You know, like we sometimes we put too much weight on what others think of us, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And what others are expecting of us, or like social expectations and things. But you gotta show up for yourself and do what makes you happy. You know, never mind what others think. But you know, your tribe will find you, and your confidence, you know, the strength in your confidence will draw, you know what I mean? Draw your tribe to you. You feel me? So
absolutely.
I commend you for that. And you know, so bold and so strong and so confident in yourself. And lots of people hate, but that's because they wish that they were just that. You know
what I mean? Yeah. I mean, listen, what I found out, thank you for that. Let me say that. What I found out in my own research is that there are a lot of people living these public lies and private truths. I was one of them, right? And so can you imagine what it is like to sit in all of this secrecy and discretion, and knowing that there is a version of yourself that is waiting to be lived and loved and tapped in, but you're so afraid to live in your authenticity based on what others feel about you. So when you see someone else thriving and living in their authenticity, child, it would upset me too.
Right. Be like, I'm jealous.
Yeah, that's listen.
Because I'm suppressed. But you out here bold in your own self. So, yo, and of course it's a journey. You know what I mean? It just doesn't matter.
Daily reprieve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are going to keep the conversation going right now. We're going to take a short station break. This is A Gay Old Time, a part of the Inside Out Collective on WPFW. We will be right back after these messages.
The Capital Area Food Bank is offering free food distribution for federal workers starting now until the government reopens. Federal employees and contractors will need to show a government work ID to receive food. Distribution times and sites are as follows. Tuesdays, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at No Limits Outreach Ministries, 7721 Barlow Road, Hyattsville, Maryland. Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at So What Else, 6116 Executive Boulevard, North Bethesda, Maryland. Fridays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at United Community, 7511 Fordston Road, Alexandria, Virginia. Fridays, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Urban Outreach, 5343 C Street, Southeast, Washington, D.C. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Linda Benn Foundation, 10739 Tucker Street, Beltsville, Maryland. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Welcome back to A Gay Old Time, a part of the Inside Out Collective on 89.3 FM, WPFW. We are talking with our wonderful, wonderful friend, homegirl, Monroe Elise. So we're going to keep the conversation going. If you would like to call up, if you have any questions for Monroe, if you have any questions for us, if you have any questions in reference to how to approach a trans individual in your family, maybe we can give you some tips and tricks, right? Like, just call us up. Have a healthy conversation. Or even if you have some, we're going to get into our what is tipping our teacup. And Monroe, if you don't know, we have a portion of the show that is called Tipping Our Teacup. That is, yeah, so that is where we air our grievances.
Okay.
You know, things that are just making us boil over. So if you have anything that is tipping your teacup, AKA grinding your gears, please.
Okay, because I was like, listen, that sounds like, okay, yeah.
Because it started off with like us calling it grinding our gears, but we were like, nah.
I mean, you don't want to get sued on that one.
Yeah, that part.
Tipping our teacup, that's what we call it. So
I like that. That's cute. Okay.
Yes, definitely call us up at 202-588-0893. But yes, we're going to keep the conversation going. Another notable quotable. Actually, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, where did you get, because you call all of your fans sugar poops.
I do.
So where did that come from?
So listen, right? So I have always, I don't know, you know, I'm just so Southern and I don't understand it. I always use terms of endearment. So it's usually sugar, poo. And I was just like, because I kept like alternating. And I was just like, I don't like that. I'm just going to just like do the whole sugar poo thing. And then I was like, oh, my sugar poos. Yes. And literally, that's literally it.
So how long has your fans been sugar poops?
You know, that fan word wear me out because that means, I feel like that means like I'm somebody famous.
No,
but you are.
And, you know,
I
mean,
already told you that I'm your fan. Okay, so there is, and I'm going to get the fan list started. I'm going to get it started.
Thank you. But I've been calling them my sugar poo since like 2019. It's so funny because during the pandemic, when I was like in the thick of like my lives and things like that, when I really started, I had started doing merchandise and I had started like on coffee cups, because you know, I love my coffee. And so I was drinking out of like different coffee mugs every episode. And someone was like, you need your own coffee mug. And so like, I got my own coffee mug. Actually, I have one here. So it was like my picture on it with a quote on the back that says, change is inevitable, growth is optional, and the growth is in your honesty. And that was just like where I started building that relationship that I have with my viewers. You know what I'm saying? And so instead of me trying to remember everybody's name, because it would like wear me out, like trying to remember everybody's name. So it was just like, hey, sugar, hey, poo. And then I was like, hey, sugar, poo. And I was like, oh, okay, well, there we go. And so these are my sugar poos.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So keep it going.
Thank you.
Keep the party going. How was it? So you've been out here, you know, you've been on The Shy, you know, P Valley. More things are to come. First of all, is P Valley ever coming back out? I don't know.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, like I've been telling everybody, the season is done. We filmed it. It is finished. It has been edited. It is past post-production. I'm waiting just like everybody else waiting.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We wrapped that last year. It'll literally be a year in November.
Wow.
So at this point, it is a network thing, right? Like, it is out of our control. My prayer, my hope is that I wanted to come out before the first of the year. I need to at least see the episode, the trailer. Well, I saw the first two episodes. The first two episodes are sickening. It is worth the way I'm... As a fan, I am a fan. I have been the... Listen, God has been good to me. I have been able to literally be on shows that I have been a fan of first. So there was a genuine love for the show, the character, the artistry, and then I happened to be a part of it, right? And so, like, even filming season three was just so amazing because of the reach and, like, the way that season two shook the table. Look, but seeing the first two episodes of season three, maybe. I'm telling you, well worth the wait. Like, well, and I'm not just saying it because I know everybody, like, I'm done with that show. I ain't watching. It can come out now. I ain't watching. As soon as they hear, soon as it dropped down in the valley, the children want to lose their minds because I know I'm one of the children. And so, but yeah, it's done. We're just waiting.
Okay, and that answered my second question. Are you on season three? And you are, which I'm very excited about. I'm going to just run it all back, you know, because...
Yeah, I do. I've watched season one and two 1,000 times, and I promise you, you will see something different, and also something will impact you differently this time around. Mm. Yeah, because there's Katori Hall. Shout out to that Black woman. Katori Hall has done a great job at navigating multiple storylines at the same time. So you're watching for different storylines. You're watching for different. It's relatable for different experiences. When they talk about second season, touched on mental health and domestic violence, and then leaving, you know, toxic and domestic situations. Yeah. It talked about, you know, dreaming new dreams and, you know, the power of a pivot. It talked about, like, you know, living in your authenticity and living in your truth and being brave enough to pursue your dreams and find joy and love. Just
Layered and nuanced. Okay, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, and like I said, I'm gonna rewatch it, and you know, we gonna keep waiting with bated breath.
Yes, God. Now, I mean, Katori said when it went off, it was gonna be a Mississippi minute, and a Mississippi minute it has been.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to say a catchphrase from it, but I can't because it's a cuss word in it. But that's fine. That's fine. I want to say it, but I can't. But yeah, man. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What else? And that's another thing. Like, you spoke on it. That's amazing. Like, being a part of something that you're already a fan of, that you're absolutely invested in. You know what I'm saying? I know you really multiple connections, even being a part of these productions. So I'm just excited and eager for whatever else you have coming up next. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything coming up? What's next on the plate? Like, what's
So there's a lot of different, you know, so I'm here in Atlanta. There are so many different things that are coming. So, you know, the industry has been in a weird place since the strike. And, you know, just discovering what the new contracts would look like and things like that. But there is, as we tying into what we talked about earlier, right, you know, the need for visibility and representation in the world, but also in TV and film. There is such a small pool of trans individuals who have been able to tap into TV and film. And there is a need for it, right? One of the great things that I love about Katori Hall is how she has created this universe of P-Valley, and there is so many gender diverse and, you know, so many different just scenarios surrounding the LGBT community and non-binary and trans and, you know, all of those things. And then we have shows like The Chi, you know, shout out to Lena Waithe. I love her as well, like, just so amazing, who has a demographic of cishet individuals, right? Yeah. And the demographic from P-Valley and The Chi is completely different. And the exposure for me was completely different because I was now being a teachable moment for so many viewers on The Chi who knew nothing about Chosen Family, who knew nothing about how you know, a chosen mom is still the same. My character was a chosen mom, and how Isis loved her daughter and wanted the best for her daughter, just like any mother would, right? Mm-hmm. And also being cautious and careful about how she navigated her experience with that man as a woman of trans experience. Mm-hmm. And so there was a, there is a level of visibility and representation that comes with the shy that has exposed the world into to some sense of normalcy around telling Black trans stories. And so I'm just excited to see that continue. I'm excited to see what other projects has that are coming down the pike, right? I know that with the world opening up the way that it is, even in this ridiculous administration, mm-hmm. you know, what you can't do is stop what is automatically aligned and designed for you.
Period. That is a word. A word on today.
Yes, because what's for you is for you.
Always.
Period. And yeah. You know, I'm sorry, go ahead, Awesome.
No, go ahead.
No, you I was it. Just, you know, just that opens up the room for kindness and empathy and acceptance as opposed to judgment and, oh, I don't know what's, oh, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it just opens up the doors for that. And life is so much better when you are loving people, not judging people, when you're compassionate towards people, when you're empathetic towards people. Like, why be mad and mean and prejudiced and discriminatory and angry and mean-spirited? For what? Like, for what? We're all deserving of love and acceptance, and everybody's story does not look the same, but needing love, deserving love looks the same for all of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. This is great. Are we gonna get into tipping the teacup? Awesome. We the time is just flying by. God.
It is. I guess we should get into it because it's about that time.
It's about that time. Yes.
I don't know if you have anything, but I have something, and I feel like this is probably tipping everybody's teacup right about now. Mm-hmm. But this, and I don't know, maybe not. There's a new thing, this new grifting. So
what? What are you talking?
So with the Republicans, I feel like there has been there's about to be a shift going on. I don't know if everybody is aware of this Candace Owens, but Candace Owens is like she was a far.
I'm aware.
Republican extremist, and now she's like quote unquote woke. I'm like, just miss me with that. Is that the new grifting? Like it's tipping my teacup because I still remember who you are, Candace. I remember, okay? This was just like a couple of months ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's tipping my teacup. So miss me with that BS. And yeah. I got another one though. Does anybody else have anything?
I got one. Go ahead. Maybe you'll inspire me for one. Go ahead.
Okay.
Wait, you got one, Dad? You got one?
I got one.
Go ahead. Then I'll come back.
Okay. So, you know, I'm up in the education game. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what really tips my teacup is how you folks send their lovely children away for 6 hours a day. And then when I call, an administrator calls you after your child has been acting up, all of a sudden you want to see the cameras. You don't believe what I'm saying. You want to see all the proof. Like, I wake up with some sort of vendetta against your child. I don't understand where the distrust comes from once I do my best to hold your child accountable and become a teammate in partnership with helping them be their best. That tips my teacup, you know? Why are you asking to run the camera back? I told you they tried to leave the building. What you want to see the cameras for?
Hilarious. So, what is tipping my teacup? Listen, bring back good TV. Listen, I'm sick and tired of, you know what I'm saying, these, I can't say that, you know, reality shows, great. I'm not a reality show watcher. Mm-hmm. I'm a scripted television girl. Bring back good TV. I mean, I don't care what it is. Just bring back good TV. Like, I need good TV back. Yeah.
I like that.
No, that's a good one too. No, I feel you on that one. Cause I'm gonna say it. I'm kind of over the reality shows. I'm over it. I'm over the melodrama. I'm over it's kind of scripted.
Yes.
You gotta tell them, okay, do this. You might as well hand them a script.
No, like, I want the modern day Martin living single. I need a new girlfriend, a family matters.
Yeah.
And give me something. Like, I want to be waiting with bated breath for something to come on and like know that it is a staple. We don't have any staples. Absolutely. In the for the Black community. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that. You know what I'm saying? For the Black community. Like, I want that back. I want that back to the point of the P-Valleys, the Shies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm living for my Reasonable Doubt right now and all of its Blackness. Love it. But we need more of it. There's the internet, the streaming platforms, television is too big to just only have one of every type of, you know, genre for a TV show for Black individuals. Like, bring back my Black trans representation in TV and film. Absolutely. We need it.
Absolutely. And it's like with this, because we're going against AI, it's so much smearing of Black people on AI that you need, you know how you watch the show, it's like, oh, I could go to college. I'm going to be like Dwayne Wayne. I'm going to be like
possibility model.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, mm-hmm. Maxine Shaw, she's a lawyer. I'm about to be
Maxine Shaw, attorney at law.
Okay? But, you got AI creating these videos of Black women screaming and recording themselves how they can't use their EBT at the Wendy's.
I saw that.
Yo, so crazy. So crazy.
I mean, yeah, hollering, child. That was crazy.
Wild. Meanwhile, all the fake kids she got in the back, one of them don't have an arm, one of them they morph into each other because it's AI. Because it's AI.
I got seven kids by seven different daddies, and
we need to add that to the list. I'm so glad you brought that up because AI, and I don't know, like, I'm watching videos and I feel so old sometimes because I feel like I should know the difference, but it's like,
it's really good. AI has gotten so good.
Yeah. And it's like, but it's like, that's not like, stop it, AI. Just stop it.
Yeah.
Like this is going too far. Yeah. That is definitely tipping my teacup. Like this is beyond belief.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah, man, look,
I have another thing that I wanted to ask Monroe before we leave. And I know we don't have a whole lot of time. But one last thing. So I've been watching your posts and your lives from time to time. What is Clockable?
Oh, my Unclockable series. Yes. So shout out to my sugar pools who have really catapulted the Unclockable series. Like, I mean, so what has shocked me the most, since you brought it up, because I wasn't, what has shocked me the most is that more people recognize me from social media than they do from television, right, and film.
Really?
Yeah, and someone had to, like, break it down to me, like, social media is the new television, right? And so, like, I'm pulling in over 3 million views a month from my Unclockable series, right? And it really is just a series where I have taken back the derogatory term where they have tried to deem like clockable as like one of the worst things that a trans woman can be, right? You know, they try to make it seem like, oh, I can tell that a person is trans based off of certain features. You know what I'm saying? And it's so interesting that in America's eyes, they can look at a trans person and tell that they're trans. But as soon as someone has unaligned us, the first thing they want to say is that we trick them. So which one is it? Do you know or do you not know? Right. And so my thing is that I'm clockable. I want to be clockable. I want you to clock me. I want you to think about what you're getting yourself into and make a conscious decision that you're signing up for this, regardless of what you believe is between my legs. That has nothing to do with who you think I am. Right. And so, yeah, clock me. And I'm showing the world that even though you believe that this man has clocked me or not clocked me, it still has nothing to do with whether or not he wants to engage with me. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, do I want to engage with him?
Boo. Period.
Okay. I'm so glad you cleared that up because I definitely didn't think that. Yeah. I thought clockable was just anybody could get it. And Monroe Elise, okay, as a black lesbian woman, you can get okay?
Absolutely. Came on here looking like a bomb tonight. I said, "Oh my gosh!"
Thank you. Listen, I'm trying to get my life together over here. Okay, listen. Atlanta is not a real place. I love Atlanta. Atlanta's home now.
Right. Right.
I'm so mad that you've moved, but happy Atlanta. But
thank you. Listen, when I come home, if you come on down, y'all come on down, let me know.
Absolutely.
Gotta get together. Yeah. Absolutely.
I got family in Atlanta too. Actually my cousin Mignon is on Sisters. That's my whole cousin.
Oh wow, I love her.
But yes, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate you. It's so grateful for your perspective and wish you all the success, all the love, the joy, and everything that you put your mind and heart to.
We love you, Monroe. Please put
it on the show. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. This has been A Gay Old Time with Daffo and
Awesome Rita.
Yeah, and we just want to let y'all go. We see y'all on the next third Monday.
First Monday.
Two shows, y'all. I'm getting it confused. First Monday,
okay?
All right. Be girls. Out.
West Africa lands at Brentwood Arts Exchange's Listening Room on Friday, November 7th at 8 p.m. with Cheikh Amala Jabate, a master of the Ngori, the traditional West African lute. Jabate weaves stories through rhythm and song, blending ancient sounds with a modern spirit that moves both heart and feet. Details at pgparks.com. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Our problem is that we got too many folk in the middle who are lukewarm. Indifference, the evil's more insidious than evil itself.
That's Cornel West speaking on behalf of a mobilization this Wednesday, November 5th, the one-year anniversary of Trump's election. As Trump shreds the rule of law, sends the military into our streets, and terrorizes brown-skinned people, we are facing fascism. This is why on November 5th at 11 a.m. at the National Monument on the National Mall, refusefascism.org, Flair, The Handmaid's Army, Now, and many others will declare the Trump fascist regime must go now. This protest and march will kick off a sustained, nonviolent movement that grows from thousands to millions, not stopping until the people's resistance creates such a profound political crisis that Trump is removed from power. Again, the protest is at 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 5th at the National Monument on the National Mall. More information is available at refusefascism.org.
The Capital Area Food Bank is offering free food distribution for federal workers starting now until the government reopens. Federal employees and contractors will need to show a government work ID to receive food. Distribution times and sites are as follows. Tuesdays, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at No Limits Outreach Ministries, 7721 Barlow Road, Hyattsville, Maryland.